The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So we're still sitting out here in the beautiful courtyard of the Irish Cultural Centre on Rue d'Irlande, and right in the middle of Paris, and it is the home of kind of our Olympic athletes outside the Olympic Village. And with me here is Nora Hickey. She's director of the Irish Cultural Centre. Nora, you're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder, and thank you for taking the time, and thank you for accommodating us as well today. So, I mean, there's a fascinating history to this place, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But tell me a little bit about the relationship at the moment with the Olympics.
So this is the home of the Irish athletes. So once they finish the competition in the village, they come to us here to decompress. So as you can imagine, the atmosphere in the village, so I've been told, is pretty tense, you know, and obviously, you know, people are focused, but there's a mix because they've about 48 hours before they need to leave the village. So those who are still there are kind of still wrapped up in that atmosphere. So when they arrive here, they just sense the calmness of this courtyard, and just it's very chilled here, and they love that atmosphere. All the athletes I've spoken to, because we've had so many passing through. Like, we started with the male rugby team, then the female. We've had swimming, in rowing, boxing. They've all been through gymnastics, and I think there was one day when we had, did we have six medalists staying with us? So it was pretty amazing, yeah. But they're coming here really to wind down and to enjoy Paris, to have those extra days. Very unusual, because I've spoken to people from other countries here, and they can't believe, you know, that we've got our own little alternative village here in the Centre Culturel Irlandais. Yeah.
And it's for people who don't know Paris well, I mean, it is so central as well, and so easily accessible, you know, in terms of getting around Paris or to getting to other events. And I know, speaking to the athletes here, they love that they can get around to other events and cheer people on. But it's not just a kind of a simple case of kind of providing a bedroom for them and something to eat in the morning. I mean, a huge amount of planning goes into this, and there's a cultural body of work happening.
Well, exactly. So Gavin Noble, head of mission, the Olympic mission, and myself have been in conversation, really, I'd say it goes back now 3 years. And we had a chat initially, and, you know, we were interested in seeing how we might collaborate. And, like, obviously we have accommodation here, and Gavin was keen for the athletes to have that really good experience of the Olympics and to have that downtime after the Games. But we also then started to explore, you know, maybe cultural collaboration and what that might look like. So we have a number of artists in residence here. They've been working with the athletes as well. Funny little anecdote, we have Shane O'Driscoll, printmaker in residence. He's actually made a beautiful limited edition print to commemorate Ireland's 100 years of the Olympic Games. But he one evening he designed a tattoo for one of the Olympic team here. Yeah,
no
so
way.
yeah. So one of them goes home with this tattoo on his arm. Eternal mark of the Olympic Games and that partnership with the Centre Culturel. So we have an exhibition at the moment in the centre, and that's commissioned by Sal Stapleton, who's a sound and visual artist. So we've a lot of public coming through to see that and to see the historic exhibition that we have documenting 100 years of the Games, of Ireland's participation in the Games. And this evening then we have Mick Flannery coming to us. We're going to have a big party tonight as we wind down, as we come to the end of the Games, and Mick will be joined by his own band, but also with Tolu McKay, who you might know.
Yeah.
Did that beautiful version of N17.
Yeah.
So she might be singing that tonight. It'll be the first time that Mick and Tolu perform together, so that'll be special. And then we'll have a little watch party afterwards for a special run tonight.
I'd love to find out how they go about designing that kind of bespoke Olympic tattoo. That's a great little story for somebody to have. So tell me then a little bit about this building itself, the history of this building.
So the Irish have been in this area for 450 years. It's coming up in 2028, it'll be 450 years. But they've been in this building 250 years. So Irish priests bought the building, and it was just before the French Revolution. And then During the revolution, the building was confiscated, so all foreign-owned properties were confiscated. And at that point then, just after the revolution, the Fondation Irlandaise was established, so this Irish foundation, but it's actually a French foundation, and that's still what governs the building to date. And it used to be, you know, in the early days it was French run. It was the foundation was French run, but now it's half Irish, half French. So it's a real partnership. But I suppose there's always been an exchange between Paris and you know, France and Ireland, and the Centre Culturel, or the Irish College as it was, has been a vehicle for that. So priests and students came and trained here and brought that knowledge back to Ireland. And sometimes they were even, they were accused of bringing their revolutionary ideas back to Ireland. So there was an element of that. Oh, there were the bells. Yeah. Those bells resonate throughout the quartier, which is really special. It was quite a special moment when I think there were maybe four or five athletes who left the Centre Culturel Irlandais. We opened the doors and they went out into the Rue des Irlandais towards the Walk of Champions. So it's really nice that they left here to go to the Eiffel Tower for that very special walk. I think we saw amazing images of Rhys doing kind of a handstand in front of the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, well, this was their point of departure.
Like, given that history, that rich history, I mean, it must be so special to be able to kind of to figure somewhat in the story of Ireland's kind of Olympic success here in Paris.
I think it's a really important part of the history of the centre. But it's interesting that it's always been a place of refuge. We've welcomed so many different types of people. So, and it has so many different lives. So, you know, it obviously was created as a seminary, but then there was a period when it was a hospital during the Franco-Prussian War. It also housed military soldiers, American soldiers, and then for 50 years it housed Polish priests who escaped from Dachau, and they came here rather than go back to Poland. They were housed here for 50 years. One of those priests became the Pope. Pope John Paul II.
Oh, Karol Wojtyla, as he was. He was here as a priest.
Yeah, he trained here. And funnily enough now, you know, we have people who come to stay in the centre, but occasionally I'll get people who ring up and ask to stay in Pope John Paul II's room.
Oh, really? Is there anything in the room to mark it out as different?
I'm afraid we don't really know which room it was. I suppose the building was completely renovated 20 years ago.
You just tell about 10 different people at once. Yeah, you're absolutely, you're in the Pope's room.
Exactly. But now people will probably be ringing looking for the gold medalist's room. So another chapter in the history. Yeah.
And I assume there would have been a period as well then, even kind of 19th century, early 19th century, kind of height of the penal laws in Ireland, where priests had to come abroad to train. And that's when you would have seen maybe this place and its kind of sister, the Irish College in Rome, really kind of becoming influential.
Exactly. That's when you really had all these Irish colleges popping up over Europe, because this predates Maynooth. When Maynooth was established, there was less of a need for these Irish colleges. So I'd say really the building was at its height when it was established, you know, back in the 18th century, in 1769.
And it's funny, you know, we think of the Irish pub as this kind of ubiquitous export around the world, and of course it is, they're absolutely everywhere. But anybody who has found themselves in a spot of bother in Italy or Rome, I mean, there's the kind of almost a kind of a diplomatic feel to these cultural centres, isn't there?
Well, definitely, you know, and in Paris here, we've got the embassy on the right bank and we're on the left bank here, and they really complement each other. This is a public space as well, which is, you know, very much open to international audiences, but also to the diaspora here. And no, we've had occasions where people have come by looking for support. I remember one particular occasion when I met a man just outside the front door, and he said, I'm looking for the priest, and I've just I've just fled the Legion. And in my head, I was thinking priest and Legion of Mary, I was thinking. And then, of course, I realised it was the Foreign Legion. He had fled the Foreign Legion and he was looking for a way back home. Yeah.
Did he get that way back home?
He did. He did. He got some support from the embassy, and I imagine that he found his way back home.
Okay. Well, listen, you'll have something of a kind of a come down, I guess, will you, after Sunday? Everything will suddenly get quiet for you. Maybe you'll welcome it.
We'll have a little break and then we'll be welcoming the Paralympics. They're not staying here in the centre, but we will have a big party for them in September, close to the closing. So hopefully we'll do as well with the Paralympics as with the Olympics. And then we take off with our cultural programme. So big opening here on the 20th of September. We've a really important exhibition by Joseph Walsh, the designer from County Cork. So like we'll have about 500 people in the courtyard for the opening of that exhibition. So we're always really busy. No downtime for us.
No. Well, listen, you're to be commended for all of the work you've done here with the Olympics Ireland and Team Ireland, and speaking to some of the athletes, they love having had this place as well at their disposal. So Nora, thanks a million for chatting to us.
And thanks so much, Kieran. Good to talk to you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.